So let's start with the artificial larynx or the electrolarynx. Okay? You want to encourage the use of this early on in the treatment process because you want them communicating. You want to give them an option to talk. Plus, as I said, it's just good to have as a backup. And you'll hear that on several of the videos that I've attached at the bottom. The individuals will talk about using a tracheoesophageal voice or a esophageal voice in addition to their electrolarynx. Okay? There are different types. You can have a tocheo, which is a pneumatic or an air-powered device. So somehow they take a tube and take the air from the person's stoma and use it to vibrate the air column in the oral cavity. Very uncommon. You won't see one of those. I don't have a picture, but I wanted to mention it. The most common kind is an electrolarynx. Okay, and it uses batteries. You have a Cooperand, which I like in early stages. It's like one of those little dental tubes that they, you know, take the fluid out of your mouth while you're getting a cleaning. Okay, it has one of those on it, and it has the device, and you stick the tube in the mouth, and it vibrates the air column in the mouth while the person talks. It's a little hard to be understood, you know, it's not the most intelligible speech, but in the early stages of recovery, when the tissue in the head and neck are healing, this is a good option. The neck type are out there, and the Provox is actually a particular type for TEP, okay, that I wanted just you to be aware of the fact that there's different types out there. And what did you do in your early therapy sessions is determine which one is the best for you to use. Different people respond in different ways to different types, so you want to have a variety on hand to test. VAs and hospitals that do a lot of this will have several different types for them to test. Plus, people turn theirs back in once the patient dies, and you do have a repository for people to borrow from. At the bottom, I have three YouTube videos with people using electronic electrolarynxes. I wanted you to see the first one is just a really good description of it. There's an ad with the person taking a shower, so that's the second one. And then there's some hands-free devices out there, because that's the problem with the electrolarynx. It's the size of your TV remote, so you've got to carry it around with you, and that can become inconvenient, so trying to make it a hands-free device.